The Soccer Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is brought to you by Cut. Cut is a peer-to-peer social betting platform that's US-based and available in 40 states. Head to cut.com, that's K-U-T-T.com, and use the promo code SGPN for a 10% deposit bonus. We're also brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. Play their fantasy pick'em for a chance to win 100 times in NBA, MLB, NHL, college basketball, and more. Sign up today using promo code SGPN and get a 100% deposit match. And finally, we're also brought to you by Hall of Fame Bets, the sports betting research platform for parlays, player props, and game lines. Download the Hall of Fame Bets app or visit hofbets.com and use the code SGPN to get 50% off your first month and start making smarter bets today. You are listening to the EPL show here on the Soccer Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. You can follow the Soccer Gambling Podcast on X at SGP Soccer. That's at SGP Soccer. You can follow the Sports Gambling Podcast Network at the SGP Network. That's at the SGP Network, and also at Gambling Podcast. That's at Gambling Podcast. You can also follow me on my other X account. That one is at LockBettingX. That's at LockBettingX. That's where I post my sports and sports betting opinions. That's where I post you free play winners. And most significantly, and what differentiates me from other sports handicappers, that is where I actually post my profit and loss spreadsheets. And they are tracked and transparent, and they have led to 129, soon to be 130 months in a row of transparent and track profit. What that means is for 129, soon to be 130 months, I haven't had a single losing month in sports betting. That's a decade, 10 years and 10 additional months where I haven't had a single losing month. I've had losing days, obviously. I don't have the Gray Sports Almanac to hand. I've also had losing weeks, but I've never lost across that 30, 31 day period. And all the spreadsheets are there to prove it. At LockBettingX, the X account, the pin tweet at the top of the page will always be the profit and loss spreadsheet from the previous month. All of the other spreadsheets are on there, but rather than scrolling down, they're all posted in one convenient location, which is lockbetting.com. That's where all the spreadsheets are. And that's where you can sign up for my additional plays. If you have any questions about that, then hit me a DM at the X account, at LockBettingX. That's at LockBettingX. My DMs are open. But as I said, the spreadsheets are there. Do your research. I encourage you to do the due diligence. Have a look through them. The most significant thing you'll notice about the way I bet is that I sensibly manage a bankroll. I make betting accessible for anyone with a disposable income. Now, if you don't have a disposable income, don't gamble. It's not what you should be doing. But if you do, gambling's more fun when you are winning, and we are winning, and we are doing it in a low risk way. So we're not chasing losers by doubling the stake. You won't even find 3-unit or 5-unit or 10-unit or 20-unit plays on my spreadsheet. They won't be disguised as 5-star plays, 10-star plays, 20-star plays. They won't be disguised as whale plays. There's nothing there which is the play of the week, play of the month, play of the year, play of the century, play of a lifetime. None of that monopoly money garbage terminology. Just real winnings for real people, verified by real clients who make comments underneath all of the spreadsheets. Everything is tracked, transparent, and verified. And if you have any questions, hit me those questions up at the X account. The DMs are open.
The title won't be won or lost today. How important, though, to lay down that marker, get those 3 points before your two rivals go toe-to-toe this afternoon?
I can promise you that neither Pep nor Mikel are now in the dressing room in this moment and thinking, oh my God, Liverpool won. I just focus on what they're doing. We are focused on what we are doing. We follow, we watch what the others are doing, but we have no influence. So that's just, you cannot change that. So we have to win football games. I would love to say, yes, it's great to put pressure on them, but it's not. They don't feel it. We don't have that. If they win a game and we have to play, it's not that we are shaking before the game. It's just we have to do the job, and then you will see. So it's all good. we won the 3 points today. We got them perfect. I really think it was the best game against Brighton we played since Roberto is there, definitely. And good day.
And what results will you be hoping for this afternoon to cap off that good day?
Both losing.
We'll see what we can do.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks, Jürgen.
Well, obviously, both of them couldn't lose, but he did get the next best thing. Both sides looked pretty poor in a goalless draw, so therefore both failed to win, and it allowed Liverpool to remain top of the Premier League. They went to the top after their win against Brighton. At that point, only Arsenal could have overtaken them. Arsenal went into that game with zero intention of winning it other than on the counter. They set up to stifle Man City in a defensive low block. And to be honest with you, Manchester City never really came close to scoring in what was a pretty awful watch and a bad advertisement for the Premier League. A very, very dull and boring 0-0 draw between Man City and Arsenal on Sunday. And now Liverpool are the clear favourites to win the Premier League in the outright market. And that's not just because they go into match day 31 top of the table. It's because of the run-in as well. You would argue that Liverpool have the easiest run-in. It's very, very difficult to see Liverpool dropping points anywhere. In fact, you would probably say their most difficult game is the trip to Old Trafford at the weekend. And they are looking for revenge after Man United surprisingly put them out of the FA Cup. Of course, we'll be covering that game over on BetMUFC. For the midweek slate, we'll be covering the Manchester United and Chelsea game over on BetMUFC, but every other game for match day 31 will be covered here on this edition of the EPL show. Before we begin, let me let you know, of course, you are listening to the Soccer Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network, and SGPN is the home to 20 plus gambling podcasts, all completely free. This week's featured show is the MLB Gambling Podcast. Baseball is back, and so is the MLB crew with their free Daily Picks podcast. If you aren't already subscribed, make sure to subscribe to the MLB Gambling Podcast. What are you waiting for? So let's move on with match day 31. The action begins on Tuesday. This is a rare midweek slate, but of course we're trying to catch up with the fixtures after the international break. And they are going to come thick and fast now as the season will finish in around about 6 weeks' time. We begin with Newcastle at home to Everton. These two teams had huge contrasting results, although they were both nearly losers. Newcastle had no right to come back and win that game against West Ham. They probably would have taken a draw when they were 3-1 down, but ended up winning 4-3 in the final 15 minutes. An incredible comeback. They now face Everton at home, where they are the even money plus 100 favourites. 13-5 on the draw, and it's 11-4 here on the Evertonians. Hard to really go against Newcastle with all the momentum behind them after that win against West Ham, and the crowd really, really got behind him. We saw how St James's Park can be the 12th man for sure in that game. Everton coming to this one in pretty poor form. It looked very much like they were going to survive. Straight after they got that points deduction, they went on a really good run, made a mockery of it. And since then, they've even got 4 points back, but they are still bang in trouble as they are on a 12-match winless streak in the Premier League, losing 7 times during that run. Now, this is likely to be a game that does feature goals. Over 2.5 goals, along with BTTS, has been a winning bet in 5 of Newcastle's last 6 home games. And you could take that as an individual bet, which is available at exactly the same price. So if you put BTTS with over 2.5 goals, that's even money plus 100. Or you could take Newcastle on the money line at even money plus 100. I'm going to ride the momentum of the win against West Ham.
And I think that Newcastle can build on that and start moving up the table. And it's also a fade against Everton, who are on a 12-match winless run. But beware of the fact that Newcastle's defence have shipped 15 goals in the last six home games. And you can expect Everton to score. And therefore, Newcastle may need to score two or even three goals. Or they needed four, actually, on Saturday to win this game. But ultimately, I do think they'll get it done. I narrowly take that as my main lean here for this one. Up next, we move on to the game here between Nottingham Forest and Fulham, where Forest are desperately in need of a win. As we approach this match day, they are level on points with Luton after they themselves had a points deduction. So this looks like it could be going down to the wire. But Luton just seem to be throwing away so many points. Ultimately, I do think that Nottingham Forest will be able to survive, but they need to win a couple of games very, very quickly. And this, I think, is a very winnable one at home to Fulham. The books agree and they make Forest a narrow 6-4 favourite. It's 5-2 on the draw and Fulham are a 13-8 underdog. Forest got themselves a point against Crystal Palace and they'll be looking to build on that here. Although Fulham aren't a team they like to play against, they have won 8 of the last 10 meetings with Nottingham Forest, including each of the last 3 in that run. And they also thrashed Forest 5-0 in December's reverse fixture, which actually was a big part of the managerial change, which saw Nuno Espirito Santo come in. Obviously, this is worrying data if you're a Forest fan, as is the fact that Forest are on a 6-match winless run, which includes 4 losses. But I'm going to go against all of the data here. Backs against the wall. I do like Nottingham Forest to find a way to grind out the win here. We're not going to take them on the money line. We're just going to take them here in the draw no bet market. If you shop around, you can find this as a pick'em. So minus 110 on Fulham, minus 110 on Forest, and the draw pushes. We're going to lean Forest in the draw no bet market at the price of minus 110, 10 to 11, more widely available at 5-6, minus 120. Up next, we look at the game between Bournemouth and Crystal Palace, where Bournemouth are the 10 to 11 favourites, is 13-5 on the draw, and Palace come to Bournemouth here as a 14-5 underdog. This is a game that really means nothing, and you're going to get a few of these at this point of the season. Crystal Palace looks safe suddenly. They're in 14th spot in the table, but they are 8 points clear of Luton. Whilst Bournemouth, they've been safe for a while. They've had nothing really to play for. They're on 38 points, can't get into the European places, and certainly can't go down. So this could be either a wide open affair where the two teams just decide they have nothing to lose and just go for it, or it could be a very, very boring outing where the two teams just want to be on the beach already, even though we have 6 or 7 weeks left to go. It's difficult to make a play on it, but I'm just going to lean Bournemouth on the money line. I think at this point of the season, when you have a dead game like this, you do tend to lean towards the home team because obviously their supporters have bought tickets for the game. They weren't to know when they bought those tickets that it would be a nothing game. Some of them just want to get out and support the team. And the onus is really on the home team to deliver and give their paying supporters something that they want to see. Bournemouth also come into this one on the back of a 4-game unbeaten streak and have won their last 2 games at the Vitality Stadium, proving the fact that they are still playing for their home ticket buying supporters. They also won the reverse fixture 2-0 and they'll feel comfortable that they can get another victory over a Palace side who failed to win any of their last 10 away games in all competitions. So we're going to take Bournemouth here on the money line as our selection at a price of 10-11 minus 110. Up next, we look at Burnley at home to Wolves, where Burnley are making a little bit of a resurgence. They are currently on 18 points, 4 points behind Nottingham Forest, 7 points behind Everton, but they are getting some better results. They are looking like the team that we thought they were going to be when they came up. They are the narrow home underdogs here at the price of 17-10, it's 12-5 on the draw, and it's 6-4 here on Wolves. Wolves have some bad injuries, and this could give Burnley the opportunity to win this game, which would make a huge difference to them and would put them bang in the survival conversation all of a sudden, as opposed to the already down and terrible conversation that they've been in for the most part of the season. Obviously, with their home record, it's difficult for me to take Burnley. So ultimately, I'm just going to lean that they get something here. And I do think there is some value on the draw at the big price you usually get on draws. Burnley's improvement in recent weeks has given them a chance to survive and a chance to complete what would be a great escape. And they could inch closer to survival by beating a Wolves side who have lost three of their last four. However, wins have been hard to come by for Burnley throughout this season. And I think the safer way to take this would be simply to take a sprinkle on the draw. Not something that we do very often. But we have been decent when we have decided to take draws. We've hit quite a few. So with Burnley being unbeaten in three, I think it's a bad idea to take Wolves. Wolves also last won at Turf Moor back in 2010, whilst Burnley will be motivated by being just 4 points away from safety. So even a point might be a decent result for Burnley, given how awful their home record was at the start of the season. So we'll go for the draw here, and you can get that at around about plus 250 for the draw. The final game we cover on Tuesday is a London derby. These two teams absolutely hate each other. It's West Ham at home to Tottenham. Tottenham travel here as the even money favourites to win against the West Ham team who collapsed awfully against Newcastle. That was a complete meltdown. They are the 21-10 favourites to bounce back on the money line with a win, and it's 16-5 here on the draw. I see signs that Tottenham are losing a little bit of momentum, despite the fact that they did still win against Luton. They needed to ride their luck, and they really shouldn't have been in a position where they were trailing against Luton and needed a late winner. So I see signs that Tottenham are moving in the wrong direction. But at the end of the day, points on the board is the most important thing. But in this particular game, I think it will just mean so much to West Ham. Number one, they hate Tottenham. Number two, there's always that yo-yo criticism on David Moyes. He's up, he's down, he's up, he's down. And it's not really fair, given that he's a hugely successful West Ham manager, one of the most successful West Ham managers in 30, 40 years. And at the same time, they just had that epic collapse against Newcastle in a game where they were probably the better side and ended up losing 4-3 because of a late flurry by Newcastle, with the 12th man at St James's Park just getting behind the Newcastle side, and ultimately West Ham collapsed and had a meltdown and ended up losing a game that they should have won. So they carry all of that into this game, where I do believe that West Ham will put everything into it and get something from this game. I'm going to take West Ham on the double chance market just to avoid a defeat at the price of 4-5 minus 125. This isn't just because West Ham need to desperately bounce back and because they hate Tottenham, but also because Tottenham haven't looked great recently, despite the fact they have been grinding out results. But they have struggled on the road, winning just one of their last five, and I don't think they'll be coming away from the London Stadium with a victory on Tuesday. West Ham, as I mentioned, will be desperate to bounce back. And we also have data on our side, as they have just one defeat at home in all competitions since the end of October. So I think they may even be a live dog here, and thus getting them on the double chance market to avoid a defeat. West Ham plus half a goal at 4-5 minus 125 is a good way to go for me here for this one. Before we move on to Wednesday's games, let me take a quick pause here to tell you guys about Cut, the peer-to-peer social betting platform that's US-based and available in 40 states. Download Cut today in the App Store or over at cut.com. That's Cut with a K, K-U-T-T. And use the promo code SGPN for a 10% deposit bonus. Let me also utilize this pause to tell you guys about Underdog Fantasy, which is the easiest place to play fantasy sports, and it's also the fastest growing app in the industry, probably because of that reason. You can sign up today with the promo code SGPN and get your first deposit doubled up to $100, as well as an instant pick'em special. Visit UnderdogFantasy.com or find them in the App Store, and don't forget to register with the promo code SGPN to get your first deposit doubled up to $100, as well as the instant pick'em special. You must be 18 or older and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-522-4700 or visit ncpgambling.org. Moving on to Wednesday's slate, we begin with Arsenal at home to Luton Town. What's crazy about the top three, Arsenal, Man City and Liverpool, coming into this game week, they are all playing at home. They are all heavy favourites. And even if you did an Arsenal parlay, parlaying all three selections together, that would only get you up to 1-2 minus 200 on all three winning. Yet, at the same time, I cannot make a case for any of the three teams dropping any points. So the number of games left to play will go down to 8. And I don't believe that anything significant will happen in match day 31, barring an injury. But nothing as far as results go that will make any difference to the league table. So that kind of tells you what we have coming ahead. Arsenal are the 1-10 favourites against Luton. It's 10-1 on the draw. And Luton are the 22-1 underdogs. A little bit of a ridiculous price given how close Luton came to getting something or even beating Arsenal earlier on in the season in the reverse fixture. But here at the Emirates, it's a different kettle of fish. Arsenal have been red hot in 2024. They have won 8 of their last 9 Premier League games. And the only time they dropped points was away to Manchester City, which they weirdly celebrated afterwards, despite the fact that it allowed Liverpool to go to the top of the table. Interestingly, Arsenal have conceded in 6 of the last 8 at home, while Luton come into this one having scored in 18 successive Premier League games, but they are without a win in 7, so this is only going in one direction. It's going to be an Arsenal win, but we could get a Luton contribution, which would help us get to over 2.5 goals. But ultimately, if we don't, I still believe that Arsenal could score 3 goals themselves here in this one. Arsenal and over 2.5 goals is available at 1-2 minus 200. Obviously, we could take that, but that's a little bit short. I'm willing to take the risk and go up to over 3.5 goals in this one. That jumps the price up to 4-5 minus 125. Or you can simply take Arsenal to score 3 goals by themselves. Arsenal to go over their team total is available at 8-13. But again, that's a little bit short. And in this instance, I'm willing to go with the Arsenal and over 3.5 goals selection with a possible contribution from Luton to help us at the price of 4-5 minus 125. Up next, we move across to the game between Brentford and Brighton, where Brentford are the 6-4 home favourites. It's 13-5 on the draw and it's 7-4 here on Brighton. Brentford played Manchester United off the park on Saturday, and I don't know if that's because Brentford were really good or Manchester United were really, really poor, not up for that game, or whether it was a combination of the two. These are two teams who like to play front foot football, and I'm just going to go for the goals here in this game. BTTS is too juiced for me at the price of 4-7, but if you tack on the over 2.5 goals, that price does jump up to the price of 4-5 minus 125 if you want to take the over individually. Again, too much juice for me at the price of 8-13. So I'm willing to take BTTS with over 2.5 goals because we have strong supporting data for the play, given that Brentford have seen BTTS cash in each of their last 5 Premier League games and in each of their last 8 at home. They face a Brighton side who are notoriously adventurous. They've just netted against Liverpool as well, so they should be able to make a contribution here. And they come into this one having scored 13 and conceded 9 in their last 7 in the league. So this should be an entertaining one. Nothing really to play for the two sides. You could argue that Brentford are safe, and some would argue that they're not and that they still are in the relegation scrap. They're on 27 points. They're 5 points clear of the relegation zone. I think they're too good to go down. As for Brighton, I think they're too far out to get into the European conversation, unless, of course, they want to qualify for the Europa Conference League. But the two big tournaments, the Champions League and the Europa League, I think is beyond them. And that's because they've been plagued by injuries this season. But they still only know one way to play. These two teams are going to attack each other. And I think we see both over 2.5 goals and BTTS hitting. So I'm going to combine those selections for my one selection here for this one. Final game on Wednesday is City at home to Aston Villa, where this is a must-win game for Manchester City, who go into this one third in the table. They're the 1-3 favourites to win it. It's 5-1 on the draw, and it's 17-2 on Villa. This could be a good midweek for Man United, but if Man United play the way they did against Brentford, they're going to lose away to Chelsea, so that will be completely irrelevant. But I do believe that Tottenham are going to struggle to get the win away to West Ham, so they could drop points here. And I'm relatively certain that Manchester City pick up a win here against Aston Villa. Aston Villa, obviously, easier to break down than Arsenal, who set up with a defensive low block and were successful in stifling Manchester City for 90 minutes. Aston Villa won't be able to do that, so I do think this will be a City win. But I'm going to tack on the under 4.5 goals here to give us a better value than the 1-3 minus 300. And it's, as it's been a massively successful and profitable play for us on the show when it comes to tacking something on to these Manchester City games. Manchester City's last 7 Premier League games have actually produced 12 goals in total. And 6 of those games have gone under 2.5 goals, while each of Aston Villa's last 2 have also been low-scoring affairs. So I think we have lots of data here for a pretty low-scoring game that should have well under the 4.5 goals. So if we do get 5 goals, that would be quite unfortunate given the data, given that City have scored exactly 1 goal in 4 of their last 6 top-flight games and only picked up 1-0 wins against Bournemouth and Brentford during that sequence. So I'm going to take City to put on a professional performance here, just get the job done, looking possibly at 1-0, 2-0, 3-0 maybe, if Villa make a contribution, 2-1, 3-1 at best, but not any kind of game where we see 5 goals. Obviously, these two teams know how to attack, and this is a little bit more dangerous than some of the other Manchester City's and under 4.5 goals that we usually take. But we have strong, strong data to support us. As I said, Manchester City don't look like the same team as last season. They're not really blowing teams away. And I think this season, more than ever, City with under 4.5 goals is a better way to go than it even has been before. And it's always been profitable in general, but more so when City were playing away from home. But this season, they haven't been killing teams at the Etihad either. And City in under 4.5 at even money plus 100 is definitely the way I want to go here with this one. It's a play that's made us loads of money. And in this particular instance, we have a whole ton of data to support our selection. The final game we are going to look at happens on Thursday, as the league leaders, Liverpool, have to wait till Thursday to play their game, which will send them back to the top of the table as they host Sheffield United at Anfield. Before we talk about it, let me take a quick pause to tell you guys about Hall of Fame Bets, where you can stop betting in the dark and join over 30,000 users researching with Hall of Fame Bets to craft more intelligent, data-driven parlays. Download the Hall of Fame Bets app or visit hfbets.com and use the code SUPN to get 50% off your first month today. Start researching and start winning with Hall of Fame Bets. So how do we tackle this top versus bottom game when the favourites, Liverpool, are the 1-12 favourites, with the draw at 11-1 and Sheffield United at 25-1? Well, it's very, very difficult to find anything here for this game. Liverpool, obviously, overwhelming favourites. And I think this could be another game where you just take Liverpool to win and you tack on the over 3.5 goals. You can hope for a Sheffield United contribution, but it's very likely that Liverpool could simply just score these 4 goals by themselves, as many teams have absolutely blasted Sheffield United. We saw Arsenal get the job done before the half, where they put 5 past them recently. And even at the weekend, we saw Sheffield United looking like they were going to pick up a very, very rare win. And they allowed Fulham to come back from 3-1 down to steal a 3-3 draw. So this defence is very, very easy to penetrate, and Liverpool should have a field day. So I have absolutely no problem taking Liverpool with over 3.5 goals tacked on here at the price of 7-10. Jurgen Klopp's side coming to this one as the title favourites, but they haven't been keeping clean sheets. And Sheffield United, they've been showing some life recently, especially in front of goals. Nine of Sheffield United's last 11 games have featured at least three goals. Both teams have actually scored in eight of Liverpool's last nine at Anfield, but ultimately there's no case for Sheffield United to be made here, as Liverpool are unbeaten in their last 27 league home games, and they'll be picking up another win here in this one. So we're going to take Liverpool to win, and we're going to tack on the over 3.5 goals at a price of 7-10. Closing out with your lock on the show, I don't think we need to say too much more than what we just said about the last game, and we're going to lock it up. We're going to take Liverpool, and we're going to tack on over 3.5 goals at the price of 7-10. Liverpool could easily score these four goals by themselves. If you look at Sheffield United's results this season, they have been massacred by many teams, including shipping 8 at home to Newcastle and 6 against Arsenal. That is a bad omen when you're coming up against Liverpool. And goal difference could count. Let's not forget about that. Whereas you're looking at some teams, they're looking to conserve energy because they're playing in the Champions League and other European competitions, or they're trying to win the FA Cup as well. They're battling on multiple fronts. Liverpool are doing that, but I also think that Liverpool really want to win the Premier League. That's the one that they want. They want that second Premier League, because you hear people say, how is Jurgen Klopp massively successful? Why is he so rated by many as one of the all-time greats in the Premier League? He only won one Premier League, and that was a COVID Premier League. You hear that all the time, and Liverpool supporters hate it, and you can imagine it filters down to the players as well, which is why Trent Alexander-Arnold was baited into a comment about how it meant more to Liverpool than Man City because of the way Liverpool won, obviously alluding to some of their spending and the 115 offences and the fact that they don't have as much support and history as Liverpool. That was clear. But Liverpool need to win that second title under Jurgen Klopp. And despite the fact they are in the Europa League, and despite the fact they've already won the Carabao Cup, and despite the fact that FA Cup exit would have stung them because they would have wanted a quadruple, they want the Premier League. So they won't be taking their foot off the gas. They won't be leaving it down to goal difference and knowing that they didn't do enough to pound Sheffield United here like other teams did. I expect Liverpool to win. I expect Liverpool to win well, and I look for Liverpool and over 3.5 goals to cash, and that could even come with a contribution from Sheffield United, given the number of goals that Liverpool have been shipping at Anfield, and this lock is available at the price of 7-10. That's it for me. Good luck with all your bets as always, and thanks for listening.